It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Rebecca Roberts. Queen Elizabeth II finishes up her fifth visit to the U.S. later today. Last night, she and her husband were guests of honor at a state dinner at the White House, where she toasted the relationship between Great Britain and the United States.
Mr. President, I raise my glass to you and to Mrs. Bush, to the friendship between our two countries, and to the health, freedom, prosperity, and happiness of the people of the United States of America.
Among the guests dining with the Queen and the President were scores of diplomats, businessmen, and members of Congress. Dana Milbank is a columnist for The Washington Post. He's been covering the Queen's visit and joined us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Rebecca.
So what was the most memorable moment from the dinner last night, do you think?
Well, the dinner itself was hard to eclipse the earlier in the day when the President accused the Queen of being about 300 years old and then winked at her. So that was a hard act to follow.
This is when he said she was there in 1776 when he meant 1976.
And then a few of the cameras actually caught the President of the United States winking at Her Majesty, which I'm not sure where that is on the protocol list. But the dinner itself, I think the faux pas were kept to a minimum. I think the highlight for everybody was Itzhak Perlman playing Gershwin's Ain't Necessarily So. He had offered the crowd what he called musical bonbons. But that and, you know, the $200 a bottle wine. But, of course, the president can't take advantage of that.
Well, you know, the city's been abuzz over this dinner. What is it that Washington finds so exciting about these events?
Well, you know, unlike, say, Los Angeles or New York, we don't have real celebrities here. So we're very happy to have anybody make a fuss here. And if there were some actual celebrities like Peyton Manning and Arnold Palmer.
But we had to import them.
At the dinner, we did have to import them for the occasion. But the other reason is that Washington is very status conscious, and we want to know exactly where we stand in the hierarchy. And this is the first white tie dinner in a decade, first and probably only one of the Bush presidency, and there are only 134 people on the invite list. So those people got their place in the pecking order, and everybody else had to sort of look in through the plate glass windows.
Well, white tie involves a tailcoat. It's very formal. This president, not famous for his formality. How did he do?
Well, there were all these stories about him complaining about it beforehand, but I must say I think he enjoyed it enormously. And when you think about it, you know, there's a poll out yesterday that said his support is down to 28%, but here was a chance for him to behave as the head of state as opposed to the head of government and, you know, essentially be the American king with the cannon batteries, the fife and drum corps, the Air Force band. And to actually escort the monarch around for a review of the troops. So this is a chance for the president to step out of the daily dreariness of the Iraq War and sort of bask in all the trappings of being the president.
Do you think he took advantage of that opportunity? Did he succeed?
Well, it probably one day does not turn things around, but, you know, Queen Elizabeth has got something like 80% popularity in the United States, and I think it's just a matter of time till the president starts wearing those Dr. Seuss hats around to see if he can turn things around for himself.
Dana Milbank writes the Washington sketch column for The Washington Post. Dana Milbank, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Rebecca.
The evening ended with an after-dinner concert by violinist Itzhak Perlman. And if you're expecting to meet Queen Elizabeth II during her visit to the U.S., don't panic. We've got some tips on royal etiquette at npr.org.